This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Western Europe after meetings in London with the British royal family and the prime minister. He spends the next 2 days commemorating the Allied invasion of Normandy, a major event of World War II. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Following the focus on business and trade, Donald Trump will use the next 2 days to mark the 75th anniversary of the June 6, 1944 D-Day landing, likely the last significant commemoration most veterans of the battle will see. The events will begin in Portsmouth, England, where the invasion was launched, and then move across the Channel to France, where Allied forces began to recapture Western Europe from the Nazis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Tuesday in London, President Trump used a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May to deploy a mixture of criticism and praise. May leaves office later this week, AP Sagar Magani reports.
May's resigning this week over her handling of the tortured Brexit deal. And at their final news conference,
I have greatly enjoyed working with you.
The president offering unexpected compliments after questioning May's Brexit negotiations back in March.
I gave the Prime Minister my ideas on how to negotiate it.
She remembers.
The President suggested that I sued the European Union, which we didn't do. We went into negotiations and we came out with a good deal.
Yeah. That's not such a deal. I would have sued, but that's okay.
The President adds May did well and maybe won't get due credit.
She's probably a better negotiator than I am.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Honduran woman taken into custody by U.S. border agents died on Monday shortly after she was detained. U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced that the 40-year-old woman had crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near Eagle Pass, Texas. She collapsed 25 minutes after entering the United States. This is VOA News. The White House has directed two more former aides to defy subpoenas from the Democratic lawmakers investigating whether President Trump obstructed justice by trying to avoid the probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said former top presidential adviser Hope Hicks and the former chief of staff for then-White House lawyer Don McGahn were told not to comply with the House panel's subpoenas for documents from their time working at the White House. The House Judiciary Committee is where an impeachment inquiry would begin if Democrats decided to pursue it. Nadler says Hicks had turned over some documents from her time working on President Trump's campaign. The committee wants to arrange for public testimony from Hicks, McGahn, and McGahn's former chief of staff. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba in response to what it calls the country's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A record 180,000 Hong Kong residents took part in a vigil for the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing Tuesday. Some attendees expressed concern about the future amid political change in Hong Kong. While mention of the Tiananmen Square protests and the killing of hundreds of protesters is forbidden in mainland China, the autonomous Hong Kong and neighboring Macau, both former European colonies, are able to hold remembrance ceremonies. While residents of Hong Kong and Macau have more freedom than people on the mainland, many of those at the Hong Kong vigil said they're concerned about a new law permitting extradition of criminal suspects from Hong Kong to China. Some are worried that former Tiananmen Square activists living abroad will no longer feel safe coming to Hong Kong for the yearly vigil. And Iran's supreme leader says his country will not give up its missile program. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said in a speech on state television Tuesday that the United States' announcement that it is willing to negotiate with Tehran will not deceive the Iranian nation. 1 week ago, President Trump called on Iran to negotiate a new deal on giving up its nuclear weapons. Iran says the U.S. must return to the international deal it left last year before any talks can begin. Marissa Melton, VOA News.